This week, the 5th Kingston Book Festival is set to get underway this weekend. Stay tuned as we uncover this week's arts page. Apart from the Kingston Book Festival, KFB's obvious mandate of promoting reading and fostering literacy, the event is also an advocacy tool for organizers to highlight the literary needs of the underrepresented groups in society. With the 5th staging of the book festival only a few hours away, the planning team, led by the Book Industry Association of Jamaica BIAJ's chairperson, Latoya West Blackwood, is promising the same level of energy and engagement as years gone by.
Kingston Book Festival is an 8-day event. This year it is a Sunday to Sunday, March 4 to 11. Overall, in terms of the focus of the festival, we have areas of focus, and this year we're looking at support for early grade reading in the area of early childhood education and the matter of equity, diversity and inclusion.
Special workshop sessions have been planned to explore the issue of literary inclusion. They get started on Thursday, March 8.
In partnership with the British Council, we are going to be having two of our headliners, Raymond Antrobus and Nicole Dennis-Benn, leading workshops for groups whose voices are not normally represented. Raymond will be working with members of the deaf community, and Nicole will be looking at the matter of supporting victims of abuse and the people who work with them as well.
Nicole Dennis-Benn is a Jamaican writer living in the United States. She is the multi-award-winning author of novel Here Comes the Sun, while Jamaican-British poet Raymond Antrobus is a deaf poet making waves on the international scene. Being deaf himself, he represents the needs of the deaf community through his work with various groups using storytelling and other techniques.
When we talk about reading and literacy, we should be considering all groups, including those people who have learning disabilities, who are blind, who are deaf. How are they able to access the stories and other materials that we are creating?
And for the first time, the festival will feature a 13-year-old headliner, Marley Diaz, a global literacy activist who is best known for her 1,000 Black Girls book movement, under which she set out to collect 1,000 stories with Black female protagonists.
We expect that she will have a great impact on the youth audience, our children and young adults, in terms of demonstrating how, even at that age and at that level, you're capable of having an impact as it relates to an issue that you're passionate about. In her case, it is literacy and reading.
The young prodigy will take her message to our girls on International Women's Day, March 8.
She will be doing a reading and signing at the Kingston Bookshop at the Dr. Constance Spring Branch. She then has another event, the J. Ray and Levy Foundation, who have purchased books for girls that they work with. So, you know, Thursday is International Women's Day. So they are having a session with Marley, who will be addressing students from communities they work with, and they have purchased books for those girls.
And if fans don't get the opportunity to see Marley during her International Women's Day tour, there will be chances to see her at work throughout the festival.
The other major opportunity comes on Friday when she'll be doing a school tour. One of the confirmed stops is St. Hugh's Prep. We have already issued invitations to schools who will be joining there. And then for members of the public, the major opportunities come on Saturday, March 10, when her book will be launched at the Kingston and St. Andrew Parish Library from 12 to 2 p.m. That's an RSVP required event.
Chairperson of the Book Industry Association of Jamaica, Latoya West Blackwood. The festival gets underway this Sunday with Love Affair with Literature at the University of the West Indies Mona campus starting at 11 a.m. The curtains will close on the week with a free book fair on Sunday, March 11 at the Hope Gardens Bandstand Gazebo from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit the Kingston Book Festival's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages for additional event details. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend and see you at the book festival.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.